what is value, particularly in Scrum, where you've got a product owner accountability and that person's supposed to be maximizing value. It would be kind of useful to know what value is, wouldn't it? So what is it? And maybe we start talking about what it isn't. It's not about activity. It's not about outputs, delivering things. Even an increment in Scrum, that's just an output. It's not an outcome. You don't really attain an outcome until you see a measurable change in customer behavior. You move some organizational metric. In other words, you might have released the product to the market, whether that's software or non-software. Customers are getting value, and there's value and there's usefulness in what we're offering. But what is it though still? I mean, are we talking about customer value? What are we talking about here? And in my opinion, too much focus on market, customer, end user value actually maybe has led us to where we are now, where we got climate problems and all that kind of stuff. And there are other considerations. For example, there's organizational value. A lot of organizations are pretty good at that. They're worried about employee satisfaction. Maybe they're worried about improving the effectiveness of the organization, improving reputation, protecting the reputation. But also maybe we have some sustainable development goals. Maybe we want to reduce our plastic, reduce our carbon footprint, things like that. But it can also be about reducing risk. So value can actually be the reduction of risk. In Agile, we like to be much more active about reducing risk. Instead of putting risks on a risk register, where, let's be honest, most of the time they just fester and die, right? Darren's the mitigating action owner, and he said he'd do it by the end of the month. And surprise, surprise, Darren doesn't do it by the end of the month because everybody forgot about those risks on the risk register, apart from maybe five people I've seen in my career who've really done that very, very well. And so instead, when in an Agile approach, we'd like to be much more proactive at risk management. And maybe if you do have a backlog, something like that, something like Scrum, or you have a backlog, or even if you're deciding what the next thing is to do, maybe you say, well, that's kind of a risky thing there. So what are we going to do? Are we going to do some metaphorical controlled explosion to see if there's some issue around there? And if there is, maybe we could save a lot of money now if we just stop this whole initiative at this point. So reduction of risk is quite important as well, but also learning. So are we learning about what customers, end users, what the organization is looking for? And so discovery, there's value in discovery. When you mix discovery with delivery, learning becomes the first citizen. So value can often be about learning, not necessarily directly getting value from the customer right now, but we're learning about what customers might need. Maybe they've been complaining about some particular problem, but actually they have a viable workaround and they're not willing to pay for a solution. And unless we're Google, we're probably not going to be selling their data. Probably don't have their permission to sell data, probably don't want to sell their data. So we probably want to serve a customer for something where they're willing to pay for something, some service or product. And so learning's quite important. Are we targeting the right people? Do we have the right solution? What outcomes are they looking for? And what appetite is there in the market to actually buy this? Is there going to be enough of a market to make a business out of this? So discovery and looking at the problem space are all very, very useful. Learning, very, very important. But one thing we can say about value is it's very hard to put a number on it. I think all we can really do is say one thing is relatively more valuable than something else. And I often use value points as a kind of a way of doing this. You can use t-shirt sizes. You could say small, medium, large, extra large, double extra large. You go right up to five times extra large because there's always someone saying, oh yeah, everything's extra large in value. Yeah, but some things are more extra large than others. So is it 5XL, 4XL, 3XL, 2XL? Is it just XL? And so we get some relative sense of value and then just rank the items by value. And there's quite a common prioritization technique would be to rank value considering risk reduction and learning, divide that by relative effort, which might be if you're just right sizing one, it fits within a sprint if it's Scrum and or fits within the SLE if you're using Kanban, service level expectation. Maybe 20 is too big and 100, no way, something like that. Even if you're not using story points, you can use relative sizing like that. And so value divided by effort, quite a common way of ranking your items, but value is relative and putting absolute numbers is difficult. And I only ever had one time in my career where I could put a US dollar number on an item. And we actually didn't do that then because we had 1 million users and we wanted 50 million users. So the value was in how could we make the app more marketable, more downloadable? Why would people want to download this thing? So then we could, rather than milking the customers we already have, can we actually expand the market share? And maybe there was value in trying to find more people in other markets. So value is context sensitive, but it's not just about the customer. Thank you.